the Saturday Light Brigade, we're all looking at not a brown body, as Mark Black was just singing. He was singing the song called Little Brown Bunny, but we're looking at a white bunny named Cauliflower, who is the color of cauliflower. And you're going to get a chance to meet Cauliflower, the bunny, in just a moment. Can you believe Mother's Day is already coming up? I wanted to let you know that our studios will again be open for children to make audio CD cards for Mother's Day. Starting a week from today, April 30th, we'll conduct personal interviews about the person the card is for and record it on a CD that can be decorated, affixed to a special card, and brought home that day as a Mother's Day gift that will be cherished for a lifetime. Kids and adults can record alone or together, and also can record a special song or poem. Studio hours are 1 to 4 daily, April 30th through Sunday, May 8th. Purchase of a CD creation card kit from the museum store is required, with proceeds benefiting SLB programs for youth and families. 6 after 10, thank you for being along with us. Hello to Andy in Tarentum. Andy, it's a pleasure to have you tuned in. We know that you're always there, and Andy extends a very happy Easter and Passover to you. Andy's one of our longest listeners, I think, going back to the late 70s. And Jane Marcus is here. Hi, Jane.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
And you work for Animal Friends. And do you think Cauliflower is going to come out? Cauliflower is in a carrier.
He did just come out to say hi, but I think he's overwhelmed.
Oh, I don't blame you, Cauliflower. Gosh, I have to move over and see him here. Oh, there. Cauliflower. Hi. Oh, Cauliflower is, I think, pure white.
Yeah, he's a Florida white, and he's albino, so he has no pigment, so which makes him all white, and his eyes are red.
I was wondering about that, and you called him what?
He's a Florida white.
And what does that mean?
It's a breed of rabbit, just like cats and dogs have breeds. It's a breed.
No, I didn't know that. Do are rabbits bred and sold with papers, or?
Yeah, they can be, absolutely.
Huh, I had no idea. Hi, Cauliflower. Cauliflower, are your ears folded down? I want to see.
No, they stick straight up.
Well, there they are. I couldn't see in the carrier. It looked like, I was wondering how you fit in there. Why don't you come out? Do you want to come out and say hello?
And I brought his favorite toy.
Oh. Here, Cauliflower. This nice little toy for you. It's your holiday, you know, where we talk a lot about bunnies. And Animal Friends, I know, has quite a lot of rabbits. Hi. Oh, there you go. See, I'm friendly. This is what a cat smells like.
He loves to have his cheek massage, and he's a little bit shy with new people, but just so friendly once he gets to know you.
Now, what are some things about... First of all, a bunny is just a young rabbit. Is that right?
No. Okay. It's just an interchangeable word.
Okay, bunny and rabbit are interchangeable.
Right.
See, and now rabbit and hare are different. A hare is different than a rabbit.
Yes.
Okay.
But we don't have hares, just bunnies and rabbits.
Just bunnies and rabbits. And tell us, some things about rabbits in terms of having them as pets. And I guess maybe some things to consider about not having one as a pet if you can't make the commitment.
Well, the biggest misconception is that rabbits are easy pets. You know, they are as much work as a dog and a cat would be. They're a commitment, and you know, they live 9 to 12 years. So just buying one because they're cute and because it's Easter is not a really good idea. We recommend that all of our adopters... do their research and attend one of our bun runs first, which is really fun. We have all of our bunny volunteers, and our rabbits are free roaming in our outreach center, and they get to play around on agility equipment, and applicants can come in and sort of interact with them and learn more about bunnies. And we do have upcoming bun runs, which are from 2:30 to 4 p.m. on the upcoming ones are Saturday, May 7th, Sunday, May 15th, and Sunday, May 22nd.
Well, that gives you an opportunity. And thinkingoutsidethecage.org is Animal Friend's website. And oh, she loves you. Cauliflower is a girl.
Cauliflower is a boy, actually.
Oh, he loves you.
And he spent the night at my house last night.
Now, his face is such an unusual shape. Now, how do the rabbits you have, domesticated rabbits, differ from the rabbits I see in my backyard?
Well, rabbits now, and especially the rabbits that you can adopt from Animal Friends, are strictly indoor-only companions. They love to be pet. They're not typically big fans of being held. You will get some rabbits that like to be held, but, you know, typically they're ground dwellers, we like to call them. You know, since they're prey animals, they do everything wanting to feel safe. Oops, he's going to hop away.
And are they the same, though? A rabbit we see outside is probably a different, I don't even know if breed is the right word, but are they related in any way?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. Although, you know, the demeanor is much, much different. If you socialize them properly, they like to be around people. They need just as much exercise, but they are you know, like you can see I'm petting him right now. Mm-hmm. He loves his ears rubbed just like this. And, you know, they like their faces massaged. You couldn't do this with a rabbit out in the wild. A rabbit in the wild probably wouldn't even near you. But yeah, they can be great companions.
They look so similar, and that constantly twitching and sniffing nose is, and on cauliflower, that nose is really, really moving.
It sure is. We do, you know, the one thing that we do want to stress at Animal Friends, though, is that if you haven't done your proper research and haven't really considered the ins and outs of owning a rabbit, we are suggesting to stick with chocolate bunnies this year for Easter.
Well, last week we were talking with Mary Svetin from the Pittsburgh House Rabbit Association.
Absolutely.
And there's a nice article about that organization in today's Post-Gazette. And I think we've gotten much better in general as a people in terms of recognizing that, you know, little baby chicks and baby bunnies are not disposable. You actually want to you're making a commitment. Even with things like goldfish, you know, you win a goldfish and before you know it, you know, you've got a living creature to take care of. And you are making a commitment. But bunnies can be very nice pets. You can sort of, when you have a bunny at home, generally they're free range, right? You might have to set up a little room or sleeping area.
Yeah, most bunnies can be free range. Obviously, you need to bunny-proof your house, but you can buy an X pen or like a big dog crate for them to sleep in or when they're unsupervised. But one thing that people also don't know is that bunnies can be litter trained. You know, just like, although they sort of choose where they want to go to the bathroom and then you put their litter box there. It's not like training a cat, but Cauliflower here, for example, uses his litter box, you know, almost exclusively. He has a couple of accidents, but he, you know, is litter trained now, and it's very easy to do with a rabbit.
And I know in terms of, hey, Cauliflower, you like to chew on wood, I know.
Yes, he does.
And you, like most of your buddies, wow, I never noticed this, but he can really see me when he turns his head 180 degrees. His eyes, wow, I think because he's albino, an albino rabbit, his eyes are really prominent as opposed to blending in the way they would on a typical rabbit we see in the wild. And can he see behind his back? He almost can.
Well, no.
No?
Not directly behind his back. They do have a blind spot right in front of their face, too, which is a good thing to bring up, because when you greet a rabbit, you do want to hold out your hand, let them sniff, but you do want to approach from the side because they can't see that spot right in front of them.
What an unusual thing, because they have very good peripheral vision.
Yes,
because of how their eyes are positioned. And when he turned his back, I could still see. Hi there.
You may be able to see right
now. Oh, hi. Oh, you're turning your ears towards me. How nice of you to do that.
Hey, bud.
I read the other day that a cat's ears have 32 muscles in each, which amazes me.
Love to watch my cat's ears. Yeah. They're so expressive.
Well, you can learn more. Jane Marcus and other folks at Animal Friends can tell you about adopting a bunny, and I'm sure there are quite a few out there right now.
There are. We do have a lot, and unfortunately, working in animal rescue, you see a surge in bunny surrenders after Easter because people, buy them with good intentions, but then realize that it is a commitment. So after Easter, there are a lot of bunnies in shelters. So go and meet them on our website. All of our rabbits are up there, and it's updated every hour. ThinkingOutsideTheCage.org, and you can also come to a bun run.
Is he a little scared now? Is he shaking out of fear, or
no,
is he cold?
No, actually, it's rabbits. Their heart rate is much higher than ours or a cat's or a dog. So that panting, what he's doing is actually just how they breathe. It's a normal thing. But he is a little bit shy and overwhelmed.
Well, we want you to be relaxed and. There isn't a green rabbit named Broccoli or anything. No.
There is not.
Oh, he turned around as soon as I said that. Sorry, cauliflower. Just teasing. Sue, anything else you want to add?
Just that we also have a couple of other upcoming events. We have our Meow Mixer, our Cinco de Meow Kitten Shower on May 5th. And you can meet a bunch of adoptable kittens.
Cauliflower standing up on his hind legs.
He's getting brave. And we also have Mutt Strut coming up, which is on Sunday, May 29th at Heartwood Acres. It's a 5K run or walk, and everybody brings their dogs, and we have a lot of fun things planned.
Well, how nice. Cauliflower, anything else you want to add? What a quiet. It's so odd to see an animal.
He's digging. He likes to dig.
You're digging. You're not about to.
And I don't think I mentioned this, but he's he's about 3 years old, so he's still really young and active.
Very active here.
I threw that ball and he picked it up in his mouth. And do they have many teeth?
Yeah, and the interesting thing is that their front two teeth, they don't stop growing. They're like a horse's.
Oh.
So that's why they need proper outlets to chew on, because if you didn't provide those, they would, need to be trimmed.
Hi, Bonnie. Bonnie's coming. Here, come here.
He's going to chew up the microphone.
Oh, now don't chew our microphones.
No.
Those aren't fully depreciated yet, Bonnie, so... Well, see, thank you. You're coming.
There he goes.
Nice.
He just has to say hi first, and then he's
Now, as soon as the camera came out, a little camera shy. Oh, what a pretty white tail, too. Okay, we know it's radio. You can see pictures of bunnies that you can adopt if you go to the website of Animal Friends, which is thinkingoutsidethecage.org. With thanks to Jane Marcus and Anna Ensminger, and you too, Cauliflower.
He was the real star.
Yes, we wish you a happy Easter.